Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For another Victory Monday, Keith.
Yeah, I'm getting used to these, actually. I think you have to be ready at this point. Six in a row? For a team that won four games last year and four games the year before, they went six straight games? Yeah, it's going pretty well, I would say. Pretty well.
It's going nice enough where we're starting to nitpick some of the wins.
Yeah.
Which yesterday, there's some stuff to pick away at for sure. It is Jones and Keith live on a Patriots Monday today at Gillette Stadium. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI or on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI there. You can see a field right behind us here at Gillette Stadium where the Patriots completed a 24-23 victory yesterday over the Falcons. You can talk about it all day long, 617-779-7937. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe, and of course, chat twitch.tv and YouTube. Always healthy chats going on there. Keith, as I said, little bit of nitpicks coming out of this one.
Of course.
The way they had played, the way Drake May had played going into this week against a Falcons team that we said was Jekyll and Hyde, some weeks good, some weeks bad. I think we saw that within the game yesterday. A bad first half, a second half where they made it close, but their kicker, a former kicker here.
Wow.
Let him down.
Yeah. Inside job, you're thinking?
Maybe inside job? Inside job. I was about to go there, yes.
Yeah.
So the Patriots win again, and now it's six in a row with Tampa on deck.
Well, they made the right call kicker-wise, you know, not to pile on Parker Romo, but we questioned it coming out of camp. Did the right guy get the job?
We questioned it after week one.
Clearly, yeah. And after week
had
one.
A bad game against the Raiders. Parker Romo hit like a bunch of field goals on Sunday Night Football, Monday Night. Into the season, we were still questioning it. They absolutely got that one right. Good point.
That's sort of an aside. Borg Dallas has been nails since then. So sort of as an aside. But, yeah, I thought Vrabel had a great line afterwards where he was saying how, you know, rather than, you know, learning things in the loss, we can learn things in a win, right? So that's like the sign of a good team when you don't play your best and you still win the game. And they had a lot of issues. Like Drake May had a couple of plays individually that looked like last year's Drake May, where you just like overthrow everybody, leads to a pick, just kind of drop the ball in the pocket. And you're like, well, that didn't look right. And he had, you know, some highs last year, but then there was also those turnovers. And you're like, all right, he's going to get those out. And for the most part this year he has, which is why we've talked about him being in the MVP conversation. But this was not a good game for him. Overall, it was one of his worst games. And they still win. It's a costly there was an incredible stat they put up late in the game, just like on the bottom of the screen, where there were like negative plays. Negative plays, and the Patriots had like 10, and the Falcons had like 2 or 3, and yet they're still winning the game and went on to win the game. So to not have your best performance and still go out there and get a win in the NFL, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, so I would agree with that, and we've been checking every Monday. Chad
Kraft
does a good job tweeting this out every Monday at The Athletic. The Patriots now, Keith, at 7-2, six straight wins, have the highest chance of any NFL team to make the playoffs, according to the Athletic's NFL playoff predictor.
Well, Rich Keefe's stats and info also has the same thing. Or was it the Jones and Keefe playoff predictor?
Yes, yes.
We did that.
Yes.
I thought we had him 100%.
We have him 100%.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Athletic is up to 97%. That's ahead.
Wow.
The Bills at 95. That's ahead of the Eagles at 94. That's more than any team in the NFL because...
I mean, they have the best schedule available.
They have... I mean, don't tell it to Vrabel, Chris Curtis.
I know.
But we'll get to that coming up later on this hour. If you missed any of Vrabel this morning, check it out Odyssey app, Audacy. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. No, he was great, and he didn't want to hear anything about the strength of schedule.
No.
Or the joke, quote-unquote, of a schedule that Chris passed along that they have. So you hear that later on this hour. But... No, they have three tough games left. It's Tampa. It's Buffalo. I hope people realize this now. It's Baltimore. Other than that, they're all very winnable games. So I'm not shocked at that, their playoff odds, and that they're very likely to get there. And as you point out, Keith, the Athletic playoff simulator actually has a ways to go to catch the Jones and Keith playoff simulator.
Yeah, they're closing in on us.
Which has them at 100.
Yep.
So I think yesterday on balance was a good day. It was. You won. It was ugly. Drake May didn't play his best. He still had 100 quarterback rating and threw for 200 yards again.
As the game was unfolding, and after, especially after the pick, you're like, oh, this is probably going to break the streak.
That's
which, by the way, is okay. He's not going to have 15 games with a quarterback rating over 100. I don't think. Right? Like, or is he? Maybe that's the other way of looking at it. Maybe he will. But, like, there's a reason why when we were comparing them, and you're like, Tom Brady did this, right? Like, all these different things. Like, Patrick Mahomes had done that. Aaron Rodgers. One of the Tom Brady stats was this, like, completion percentage, quarterback rating, yards passing, right? It was, like, that sort of, like, potpourri of things. And it was Tom Brady in one season. They were pointing out, like, oh, Tom Brady did that in 2007.
Yeah.
Not the rest of his unbelievable, he's way better than everybody else career.
No.
And Drake May's doing it now, and that streak even continues. Because he had a 102.5 rating. So do we look into this? They don't count fumbles in the QB rating, I don't think.
No, it's passer rating, right?
It's so just passer rating, so it must not, because the game against Pittsburgh, I also would look at it and say, that really shouldn't have been, like, didn't feel like a good game. And, like, a 100 quarterback rating is usually a general decent barometer for, like, a good game. But Pittsburgh, he didn't play well. But that's the other big takeaway, too, is when Drake May hadn't played well earlier this year, they lost. Those were the two games they lost, were his two worst games. This was probably one of his three worst games. And they still won. So that's also the sign of a good team, where you're like, you don't just need the quarterback to carry you.
No, it's true. And the turnovers were bad yesterday. I mean, that fumble right before halftime, they're lucky it didn't get returned for a score. Will Campbell made a great play hustling back and tackling Pierce. They ended up scoring anyway. Drake London just catching touchdowns over everybody yesterday.
Drake London. I mean, mostly but Marcus Jones.
Specifically Marcus Jones.
I mean,
who I think got shorter after that contract extension.
Dude, the AFC Defensive Player of the Month had nothing to do. He got mossed three times.
I don't think he's going to win it in November.
No.
No offense to him. I don't think he's going to get it in November based on how he went yesterday.
Drake London had himself a game.
He did. But so they score before halftime. The pick by Drake was really bad, too. Some people want to put that on Hunter Henry. Maybe a miscommunication. We'll talk to Henry later on today on a Patriots Monday along with Christian Ellis. I mean, I'll put that one on the quarterback. I thought they were bad turnovers.
What did you think of that final kind of possession before the half? Because they're up 21-7. They have the ball. They run the ball, and they get 5 yards. And Morris calls timeout. And so in that moment...
Oh, I thought he was an idiot for calling timeouts and saving
it. So did I.
Because the Patriots were getting the ball to start the second half. Yeah, I thought that was stupid.
I thought he should have just let the clock go down. And then now if I'm the Patriots, I'm like, all right, go for it. Like, all right, this guy's giving you a free timeout. Like, go ahead, go down the field, and with Borgalis, like, maybe kick a long field goal and go up 24-7. You're certainly not thinking when you have the ball and Morris is using his timeouts that's going to be 21-14 at
the
half.
So, agreed.
That's quite a turn.
You're thinking it's going to be at worst 21-7, maybe 24-7, and you're getting the ball to start the second half. So the turnovers were bad. The Patriots didn't play their best yesterday.
No.
But they won, and you look around the rest of the AFC. Colts lost. They're still technically the number one seed in the AFC based on win percentage in conference games. They have the tiebreaker over the Pats and Denver, who are all sitting atop the AFC at 7-2. Broncos had to go to overtime.
Broncos
Houston.
Are nuts. Yeah, Broncos just win, though. I mean, talk about not doing it with style points. I mean, that is defense. That is these, like, late comebacks. They take advantage. They have a good kicker. I mean, I like their quarterback, but he's not Drake May. And, yeah, I mean, that's a scrappy team. Those are all kind of just scrappy teams. I don't think anybody – like, that's the thing, too. Chiefs and Bills and Ravens, especially the Chiefs and the Ravens, have gotten off to, like, a slower start. But I don't think any of them are looking at the Pats, Colts, or Broncos like, oh, we're in trouble. Like, no. I think they're like, all right, we're fine.
No, so the Colts lose to Pittsburgh, who you've also lost to.
Yep.
The Broncos have to go to overtime to beat the Texans yesterday, so they struggled, just like you struggled. And somebody had to lose between the Chiefs and the Bills. That wound up being the Chiefs because it's a regular season game.
Yep.
Buffalo and
they
Josh Allen.
They own in the regular season.
Now 5-1 against Kansas City regular season. They're 0-4 in the postseason. So the Chiefs lose yesterday. They're a scary team in the AFC. I guess the downside would be the Bills won. But you won ugly, but you won.
You won.
And I think you got to take it, especially with the game that's on deck. Maybe they did get caught looking ahead a little bit, or maybe just Atlanta's better and we gave it credit for. But they continue to roll. They continue to win. And while there are things to nitpick, I do think that's the key takeaway from yesterday's game, where they're keeping pace at the top of the AFC. The key takeaway brought to you by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots. On May specifically, and I know the turnovers were bad, and he talked about it yesterday, and the Patriots are balancing this whole thing, and Vrabel's talked about it a bunch of different times. We don't want to take away from the joy of winning.
Yep.
We don't want to apologize for winning games in the NFL, but there are things we got to clean up. What specifically do you think May needs to clean up, even beyond just the obvious with the turnovers, because it wasn't his best game even before that, and the offense was very quiet in the second half, only 3 points.
Well, it's some of the same criticisms I think we've had of him before, early this season, and then even dating back to last season. You know, for a guy that gets a lot of credit for his, like, completion percentage and at times pinpoint accuracy, there's also a few times today where there were, or yesterday, where there were throws out there that he just kind of went a little high. Like, there's the one to Kayshon Boutte. He was open right on the sideline, kind of airmailed him. The interception, again, you can talk about whether there's miscommunication or not, but that one. And then just having
he missed pop a couple of times.
He also missed pop,
which I think speaks to, and you mentioned Boutte, the injury there, like that. That's just a different connection he has with Douglas than he does with Boutte. He missed him a couple of times. He hit him on the wheel route for the touchdown. He hit him on the big 58-yarder, but they weren't as close as him and Boutte have been down the field.
But I mean, honestly, just the ball security, just with him, when he decides, all right, is the play there? Do I throw it? Do I throw it away? Do I take a 1 yard sack? Do I try to run with it? Like, what do I do? Some of the decision making, I feel like there was a stretch of games where every decision he made was the right decision. And then yesterday, I think maybe he wasn't as sure. And then, you know, you can't put the ball on the ground a couple of times. Like, you're just absolutely playing with fire when you do that. It seemed like something he may have cleaned up a little bit, and then it kind of creeped back into this game yesterday.
So, how you feeling about the win? 617-779-7937. Too close for comfort, maybe in some circles. Or a win is a win. They keep it rolling. 6 in a row and 7-2 at the top of the AFC. We'll also get into Drake May's day all day long, because it wasn't his best. And yet, Keith, 100 passer rating, 200 yards again.
That's crazy.
He's done that now 8 games in a row. On FanDuel, he's up to number 2 in the MVP odds. He's still 3 on DraftKings, at least as of late last night. That's where the odds stand.
Is Mahomes still 1?
Mahomes is still 1.
Interesting.
Nope. Or I'm sorry. Or did Allen overtake
him? Allen might have jumped over him.
Okay. Overtook him. Yeah. And then Mahomes dropped the third on
Facebook. That makes sense.
So Vrabel talked about this morning with Greg, and you'll hear more later on this hour. Him and Curtis, he got a little snippy with him on the strength of schedule.
Which you can't blame Vrabel for.
No, of course not. He also weighed in on a budding controversy with the Patriots simulating Atlanta snap count. You know the Patriots are back, Keith.
Yes.
When kickers are missing extra points. Key extra points at the end of games.
That's huge.
And the other teams are whining about the Patriots and their tactics. You know the Patriots are officially back.
Vrabel even gave it a name today. You hear that?
He did.
Yeah.
Indeed. So we'll get to that coming up. But here's Mike Vrabel on winning 6 in a row, including yesterday's 24-23 victory over Atlanta.
It's 6 straight, but I'm guessing there are some things you'd like to clean up.
Sure. You know, but it's a funny league. And you know, we're gonna learn from winning so that we don't have to learn from losing about taking care of the ball and complimentary football and how quickly things, you know, can change. End of the half, we take a nap like we talked about the other day. We took a little nap and they scored and made it a one possession game, and you know, give them a lot of credit, but give our guys credit there for finishing and coming up big when we had to in the fourth quarter. You know, with the pressure. The intentional grounding forced them to punt, and then offensively being able to finish with the football was huge. Great timing by Drake, great catch by Hunter, you know, getting a couple extra yards and staying in bounds. You know, all the stuff that we practice in 5 minute, and they're believing in it and they're buying into it because they see that That's what good teams do to end the game.
So that was the comment you were talking about earlier, Keith.
Yeah, I like that.
I do quibble with him a little bit when he talks about their five-minute offense. They didn't exactly execute their five-minute offense. They had the punt with inside of 5 minutes left. Uh-huh. The Falcons wound up punting back. But at the end of the game, that third down conversion to Henry, I'm not surprised at all they passed there. I was fully expecting them to pass there. I disagreed with Jason McCourty on the broadcast again.
I was going to say,
I'm not surprised.
He's taking some chances.
I'm not surprised at all they threw. I thought it was going to be one of those where Drake rolls out and he's got like one read, and if it's not there, he can try to pick it up with his feet or slide to keep the clock running or whatever. I mean, I thought that's what it was going to be. I was a little surprised at the play call. It worked. I'm not quibbling with it. I thought they'd throw there to try to end the game, and they did. So I wouldn't quite call that the five-minute offense, but they did finish with kneel downs at the end of the game.
They did, but no, but the possession prior to that was frustrating because you were like, all right, you got the ball. You're like, you're kind of lucky to be where you are, meaning having the lead. And you're like, all right, you should be able to salt this thing away. Or even if you have to give the ball back to him, it would be with even less time. But they didn't. And you're like, all right, there was a chance that could have come back to bite him.
Yep.
Especially the way, and like Michael Penix is not the guy that you're like terrified of, but there was a stretch there where he's dropping back. Like, he's just going to throw to Drake London. Well, they should have thrown to Drake London every single time.
He picked up a couple plays with his feet.
He did.
So, yeah, he had a better game than I expected. I wouldn't, draft him over May or anything in that.
No.
He played better than I expected him to yesterday. I thought it was brainless for Morris to punt the ball back. I know it was fourth and long. I just thought, huck it up. Maybe you get a flag. It's Drake London. He's coming down with everything.
Between London and Pitts, it seemed like they were able to sort of like body some of the guys on defense.
I didn't get that approach from him. He punts back. The Patriots end up running out the clock. Drake May had the turnovers, as we discussed. Mike Reese wrote about this today, Keith, but May hit a ton in that game. Six more sacks. It was five last week just by Myles Garrett. Six sacks. They lost 38 yards, which was 1 week after they were sacked. 6 weeks last week. Again, Myles Garrett got him for five. Reese says one of that is a result of the blocking in front of him, but May has also acknowledged he can do more to protect himself at times and also protect the ball by keeping two hands on it, which he didn't do. He had the ball on the ground a couple of different times yesterday, including the first play of the second half. Pat's got that one back, the bad fumble right before halftime. Here's an interesting stat, though. Since 2000,
all right,
May is the third Patriots quarterback to be sacked five or more times in back-to-back games, joining Jacoby Brissett last year. Makes sense.
Classic.
And then Drew Bledsoe all the way back in 2000. So he's getting hit.
And he's a little faster than those two guys.
He's a little bit more mobile.
Yeah.
He's getting hit, and that leads to turnovers yesterday. Do you think that's what happened? Do you think Atlanta had him sped up or the accumulation of hits the last couple of weeks? Or do you think it was just a bad day?
I think it might have been more a bad day. I do think, though, he is a guy that takes a lot of sacks, and it's sort of one, and it's another question they asked Coach Vrabel this morning, and he's like, I'm not going to break down every sack, but you can kind of tell, some of those ones where he does have time, and then he holds on to it, and then he goes down at, 1 yard loss. That's a sack, right? But was that an offensive line screwing up, or was that him just not throwing it away, and then him like getting close to the line of scrimmage? So, for example, he is second in the league in sacks this year as a quarterback.
Cam Ward's one, right?
Cam Ward's won. Cam Ward has been sacked 38 times. Drake May's been sacked 34 times. But then, so you hear that, you're like,
close,
that's super close. But what are you ready for the
yardage?
Are you ready for the sack yards lost?
Sure.
Who do you want first, Cam or Drake May's?
Give me Drake May's first.
All right, Drake May has been sacked 34 times for 152 yards.
Okay.
What do you think Cam Ward's been sacked for?
Okay.
152 for May.
Let's double it.
Yeah, pretty close. 295.
Yeah, wow.
For four extra sacks, and it's more than a length of like a football field.
Nice,
So like, I mean, Cam Ward is just
we
running
them both a couple weeks. Running, ago. That makes sense,
right? So like, that number's still too high. Like Drake May's been sacked too many times, and you can say that's him. You can say it's the line. You can say whatever it is. So he needs to clean that part up. But it's not like it's killing him, and it's not like it's always putting him into like second and 21, which clearly that's what's going on with Cam Ward.
Oh yeah,
and there's not a lot of coming out of that.
Drake May said yesterday, and I do like this after a win. I mean, he put quite a bit of the offensive struggles, especially in the second half, on himself. Here's the Patriots quarterback saying he's got to be better out there.
First, I just play better. Man, I got to play better for this team. Down the road, I think. It's tough. It's tough in a game where you win, and you can feel in that locker room that these guys know we can play better. And I think It's a good feeling to have, but also at the same time, it's tough to win in this league. So you got to enjoy it. You got to enjoy it. And Hunt made a big play down on the sideline, 5 minute. Shoot, we didn't want to make the defense, make another stop for us, again. And there's so much things to learn from this game. And I'm so just proud of this team for, doesn't matter if it's 24-23 or, 3-2. So I'm proud we got the win.
3-2. That'd be quite a win.
That'd be a good defensive win, yeah.
But no, you hear May there, and he did it constantly, and we'll play you more clips. But he did that constantly, struggling with, I think, disappointed in how he played, but trying to be happy for the team for getting
that win. They got him obviously going in the right direction, not just win-wise, but just sort of like the mentality of it. And Vrabel was even saying that going back to like the very first win of the season. Like, it's not easy to win.
Don't feel bad about it.
Right, so everybody could be like, oh, your schedule's terrible. It's like, well, the league wants parity. You see upsets all the time. We'll do what happened later on. There's a few more upsets from yesterday. And so you should be happy every time you win. But doesn't mean you can't be better and you can't build on that for next week. And this is like a great example of that.
So I agree. And it's an interesting win for that reason. And it's another sign Pats are back. They're winning, but we're nitpicking it. And you can discuss all day long. It's 617-779-7937. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Just watch your local game live every Sunday. All season long, visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We'll get to all your feedback coming up. We'll get to Mike Vrabel pushing the right buttons with his quarterback. CBS caught this yesterday. Interesting interaction on the sideline between Vrabel and May after his second half turnover. We'll get to that on a Patriots Monday live from Gillette Stadium.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, so that wasn't great. No, tough end of the half there.
Not my favorite tough end. Drake May play yesterday. But look, there's going to be turnovers. You just kind of hope those ones specifically get cleaned up. Where, I mean, situationally, that really did flip the game and gave the Falcons life. So there's that. There's also the one to start the second half where he's real loose with the football. And the fumbles, to me, are the one that I'm maybe even more concerned about than the interceptions, Keith. Like, the interceptions, I feel like he has a little more in check. he has had a ton of fumbles this year. I gasped when they said it on the broadcast yesterday. They're like, oh, it's a seventh fumble.
Yeah.
You know, this season. I'm like, wow. So he's been somewhat fortunate with those coming back to him this year. Like, I guess the number of lost fumbles could be worse. Mm-hmm. So that's one that you want to make sure gets cleaned up a little bit. And, you know, you wonder if that's something that's kind of been hidden in his dominant play. And I don't want to overreact to a bad turnover and a fumble he fell on to start the second half. But that's one where I'm like, I feel like that is more concerning than some of the poor throws, which have been few and far between, honestly.
Yeah, no, that's true. I mean, there hasn't been too many of those at all. I mean, we were talking all about the quarterback rating that is through the roof right now. And so, yeah, there hasn't been a ton of mistakes.
Well, we are joined here on a Patriots Monday live at Gillette Stadium with a man who's won six straight games. It is Hunter Henry of the New England Patriots. He joins us here every Patriots Monday, and he's brought to you by a number of good guests. Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices, everyday tags throughout the store, and save on the items that you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Doing good.
You guys moved the chains, or you specifically moved the chains, on a lot of big third downs yesterday. That final third down conversion to help you guys run out the clock at the end of the game, is that one in the huddle you know it's coming to you, you're excited for it, or is that kind of the way the play shook out?
It's just kind of how the play shook out, man. I think, you know, every third down, or, you know, every guy on a route, we all run the route like we're going to get the ball. So you always got to be ready, because, you know, obviously Drake spreads it around pretty good, and you got to be ready at all times.
How does it feel just year over year? You know, last year you guys were 2-7 at this time of the year. Now you're 7-2. Crazy how quickly things can change in the NFL.
Yeah, you know, this is a humbling league in a lot of ways. You know, a game like yesterday, those close losses can add up, or close wins can add up. So at the end of the day, all that matters is, you know, stacking those wins.
How do you balance that? Because it seems like Drake specifically after the game was maybe struggling with that a little bit, where, you know, he maybe didn't play his best game, which has been a real high level this year, but you guys won. I know Vrabel has talked about that on this radio station and after the game last night, like, never lose the joy of winning. Don't apologize for winning in the league. How do you balance those two where you want to be happy you won, but you know there's more that you guys can do?
Yeah, it was, like I said, and you said, a win is a win in this league. It's hard to win. But you also love the guys aren't satisfied too. You know, I mean, personally, I know I could play better. There's a lot of guys, I think everybody can look in the mirror and play a lot better, and that game would be, you know, way different in a lot of ways. And it's cool to see Drake take that accountability. I know he feels that way, but, you know, he did a lot of things to help us win the game too. He played at a high level throughout the game. Obviously, there's a few plays there that we wish we could have back, but they happened, and guys just kept playing, kept fighting, and that's what it's all about.
Is that something you can feel the confidence building as the season has gone on? I mean, you're winning these close games and, like, in the huddle, knowing that you can close out an opponent because you've been able to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's obviously confidence. Also, just reps of doing it throughout training camp, throughout OTAs, throughout practice weeks. Just, you know, we feel confident in our situational football, and we talk about it a lot. And so, you know, defense was big for us too. They came up big in some situations yesterday that really helped us out.
You mentioned the Atlanta defense. We're talking to Patriots tight end Hunter Henry here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI with Jones and Keefe. What did they do in that second half to make things difficult on you guys? 21 points in the first half, 3 points in the second half. What were they doing to make it a little more difficult?
Those edge guys were really, I was impressed by those edge guys. They were causing some havoc. Just doing some different things. Obviously throwing the pick was big. Turning the ball over like that and not finishing the drive in the red zone, you know, it could have looked a little different, you know, coming out of half. We also got to run the football a little bit more efficiently. So the game just kind of turned weird after the fumble a little bit. But we just kept competing, kept fighting, and in the end, coming out with a win is huge.
What about the performance from Pop Douglas? I know it was an emotional day for him too, but getting in the end zone a couple of times and had some huge plays.
Yeah, I mean, Pop is just as steady as they come, man. Just continuing to, you know, do the little things for us throughout the whole year. So for him, you know, the ball to find him for some big plays. I mean, he's had a ton of big plays all year. But to have a big day like that, then, you know, I didn't even know about his loss in his family until after the game, and to think that he played through that and, you know, was able to honor his uncle in that way is super, super special, man. He's a special, special dude. We love playing with him. We love competing with him. He's a special player to have.
It's because Mike Vrabel said the same thing after the game. A lot of guys really didn't know. And, yeah, to go out and have the game that he did was very impressive. The trade deadline is approaching. It's tomorrow. It's very different. I feel like we've asked you this in the past. It's very different now compared to 5, 10, 15 years ago in the NFL. It is more like, closer to, the NBA, the NHL, baseball these days than it used to be. How have you kind of seen that evolve over time? And what's it like being in the locker room with the trade deadline? You guys could be adding. Guys have already been subtracted. What's that like?
Yeah, it's I mean, this game and this business is, there's always pressure. There's always ever-changing challenges, and there is a performance-based business, and you know, got people want results. You know, owners want results, coaches want results, we want results, and so, you know, that's what comes with the nature of this business, and that only continues to grow with the more money and the more eyes and the more audience there is. So you know, that's what comes with you know, that's why we get to do this. You know, there's a lot of pressure on us to perform at a high level, so you always have to be ready to go every single day.
Will you follow it tomorrow? Like, will you look around, not just what you guys are doing, like what other teams are doing, or do you just, yeah?
No, I don't pay attention, man. I'm locked in on, yeah, on my role, how I can elevate this team and how I can, you know, lead this team in a way. But no, you don't really pay attention too much.
What about last week? Two longtime teammates of yours both traded away, Keon White, Kyle Duggar. What was your reaction to that news?
Yeah, I mean, it's always tough to see guys get traded away or leave. You know, I've had hundreds of teammates throughout my years. And it's always hard to see guys go, especially two really, really good football players. And, you know, I think I was happy for them to land in spots that I think will be, you know, very, very good for them and in the long term and in the short term. But always tough to see teammates go, guys you compete against, guys you compete with. It's always tough to see those guys.
You guys get the, I don't know if you're aware of this, the Nansen Romo treatment with Tampa this weekend. A big game with the Bucks. They're coming off their bye week. You guys are hitting the road again. Looking ahead to that, what jumps out to you about the matchup?
I mean, I think they're coming off a bye, so obviously they'll be rested. You know, they've played really good at home. They've also played really good football all year. You know, obviously on the offensive side of the ball, they present a lot of challenges, and Baker's playing at a high level. So we'll have to be ready to, like, kind of answer in a lot of ways. You know, answer you know, elite offense that is playing at a high level. I haven't dug too deep into them yet. Obviously, we'll get into the weeds of everything and the roots of you know, the defense and all that. But obviously, they have a lot of guys that played there for a while. They've drafted well. They have a lot of homegrown talent. You know, we'll have to be ready to go. I mean, we're going on the road. The place will probably be rocking, just coming off a bye and how they're playing. It'll be a big game this weekend.
How'd the Halloween end up going with the family? How was it?
Halloween was good. Halloween was good. It was smooth. My son was Spider-Man. Daughter was she was Wonder Woman.
Nice.
So we did the whole superhero thing, Avengers, kind of all over the place. So
nice.
It was fun.
Nice. Well, that's what the off days, right? Get all that Halloween candy in day for sure.
Yeah,
well, Hunter, it is a live crowd here at Gillette Stadium. Would you give it up for Hunter Henry if we could? Should have done that earlier. But give it up for Hunter Henry. And get ready. We've not done this yet in person. It's a crowd favorite. It's Henry's favorite.
Yes, it is.
It is the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Golly, y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, for those that don't know, on a scale of 1 to 85, 85 being the most surprised you've ever been, 1 being you're not surprised at all, how surprised are you that we are still doing this bit 9 weeks into the season?
I'm probably up there. Let's say, let's go 75.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
I think we have to keep doing it now. You guys have won six in a row. The team's rolling.
It's the good luck charm.
I mean, I think it's working.
Yeah, I think it's been the key to the win streak, if I do say so myself.
It is sneaky.
Well, I'll tell you, the open feels longer in person, not going to lie. But Hunter Henry, thank you for being a good sport. Best of luck on Sunday against Tampa Bay, and we'll talk next Patriots Monday.
All right, fellas. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keith. On a Patriots Monday, Pats win at 24-23. Good insight there from Hunter Henry on yesterday's win. We'll get back into Mike Vrabel, his message to Drake May following the interception yesterday. It was an interesting exchange on the sideline. Plus, speaking of interesting exchanges, Mike Vrabel this morning with Chris Curtis on the strength of schedule. We'll get to that with all your phone calls coming up next.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bit of a Monday tradition, along with celebrating a Patriots victory Monday. Every Patriots Monday, it seems, here on Jones and Keefe, is you get to hear inside the locker room Mike Vrabel breaking it down. And one of the things I guess I've grown to appreciate or even just understand over the course of the year is how consistent his messaging is, Keefe.
Yeah.
Like, what he says in the locker room to the team is what he is then going to go out and say at the podium, which is what he's going to turn around and say to Greg every Monday, and that's must listen every Monday morning. But the messaging is consistent. Whereas last year,
it was not.
I mean, Jerod Mayo was contradicting himself. I mean, Bill would never. Bill would never tell you anything.
Right. That's one way to be consistent. Don't say anything.
Jerod Mayo would just. Yeah. By the end of the day, he was changing his tune sometimes. So
yeah.
The consistent messaging where he said, "Guys, don't let anybody take your joy of winning. We're not going to apologize for winning." And that's consistently been his message. I've grown to appreciate that consistency, and that's on the outside looking in. I'd imagine the players appreciate that too.
Well, you can tell that they do because they say a lot of the same stuff. They echo a lot of what Vrabel says, and sometimes it's the exact words. Other times it's like in that same ballpark, and you'll hear Drake May at the podium kind of say some of the same stuff. Even Hunter Henry with us, like it'll be a lot of the same kind of stuff, and that's why it feels like they really are moving in the right direction, and that's why a game like yesterday, not their best game by a long shot, But you know that I think they're going to find ways to kind of clean that up. They're going to be happy that they won, but not be satisfied with a 7-2 record. Like, they know they can be a lot better than what they were.
Yeah, and, you know, selfishly for us, Keith, like, this is a big game now on Sunday. Like, we've kind of been wading through some lesser opponents, and we probably didn't give Atlanta enough credit for at least the individual talent they have. You know, Bijan and Drake London.
Oh, those guys are great.
Those guys are tremendous players. And I'm with Hunter Henry, who, if you missed any of Hunter, he was just here live with us at Gillette Stadium. That's on the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can get it on your phone and take it with you wherever you go. Fun to do the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week in person.
Yeah.
Which I'll maintain. It feels a lot longer in person than it does on phone.
Not long enough. Some would say the intro. You're talking about the intro.
Yeah, okay. No, I've heard that before.
Yeah.
So when it comes to just the game this weekend, it would have been so disappointing for, like, the national discussion about this team for them to trip up with Atlanta going into the Tampa Bay
game. Oh, yeah.
That would have undercut a lot of the game and the discussion around the game. And, you know, selfishly, I think that's good that they were able to win this game, not just for their playoff seeding and their success moving forward, but for, like, the hype around this game and the national discussion around this game. And this should be one of the best games on the schedule this week. If you trip up, it cuts away from it.
Yeah.
So I am happy they were able to execute that this week. But, yeah, you're going to get a good measuring stick game this weekend against a Tampa team coming off their bye week. They should be at home. They should be ready. The Patriots aren't going to be favored. They've been favored a lot recently. So that'll be interesting to follow. And I guess it'll be a way to push back on the commentary that Vrabel pushed back on today, which, look, I don't necessarily disagree that the Patriots' schedule is a joke. Like, they have not played a lot of good teams. Now, they played some good defenses the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
They did beat Buffalo. Carolina won again yesterday. Maybe they're better than we gave them credit for. They beat Green Bay. So it's not that they played no one, but their schedule is kind of crazy. And it's very fortunate we knew that the second schedule came out. That shouldn't shock anybody.
Right.
But let's just say Mike Vrabel, not a fan of that discussion.
All right.
This was today on the Greg Hill Show, and Mike Vrabel joins Greg every Patriots Monday throughout the year, brought to you by Northeastern Savings Bank, the leading financial option for New England businesses and the families that power them. Northeastern Savings Bank, upgrade to local, member DIFFDIC. Here's the exchange about the strength of schedule with Chris Curtis this morning.
The national conversation is that the team's 7-2, but the schedule's been a joke. And how do you balance, obviously, a young team, six straight wins, you're at the top of the division, playing great. How do you balance sort of keeping them in check, but also letting them know that anything is possible the rest of this way?
Be the same every day. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You want me to comment on the schedule, or you want me to comment on my message to the team? What are you trying to do? You're working a lot into there. I mean, is that the national perspective, or is that your...
Is this team
can only coach one team at a time. I don't make the schedule.
Yeah.
Every team beats every... You know what I mean? Like, that's just... That's mind-boggling to me in the National Football League that there be strength of schedule. You got a salary cap. Everybody spends the same amount of money. So you guys know in this league that doesn't really mean anything. I love your little smirk over there. You know, like, you come up with this question and you want to ask me about the strength of schedule and my message. My message has been the same every week.
Okay, so that was Mike Vrabel this morning.
Which is great.
Tremendous.
Like, yeah, he's like, I love the response.
I'm not apologizing for anything.
Well, Curtis asked him like 8 questions in one. And so he was like first trying to like unpack that. He's like, Where do you want me to start?
And I love your little smirk,
yeah,
he says.
It's good.
So anyway, we can unpack that. But joining us right now.
I love your little smirk over there.
On a Patriots Monday with Jones and Keith live at Gillette Stadium, Patriots safety Craig Woodson, brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tag throughout the store, save on the items that you buy most, and by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Craig Woodson, welcome to Patriots Monday with Jones and Keefe.
Thank you.
What'd you think of Mike Vrabel kind of clapping back at the attitude, the discussion? I guess we've dabbled in it from time to time about the lack of winning teams on the schedule, the easy schedule, if you will. Vrabel didn't appreciate it. What's your thought on that commentary?
I mean, yeah, I didn't really hear what he said, but you know, it doesn't matter who we're playing. Every week we got to bring our best. We got to, you know, prepare, study, and be ready to go. You know, whoever's lining up against us, it's go time. You know, it's time to dominate.
How are you feeling? I mean, it's rookie year, you know, 9 weeks into the season. I mean, it's got to be a lot of new stuff, new place, new teammates, new everything. How are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling good. I feel like I'm adjusting pretty good. You know, it's been a long season at this point, you know, in college. It's like you come to the end of it, but we still got a long way to go. So I'm just trying to, you know, take it in every day. I'm just grateful to be here. You know, thank God I have this opportunity and just trying to make the most of it.
So your situation's interesting. Like from the outside looking in, we're looking at the safety depth chart this year, and we go, well, Kyle Duggar's here, and Jabril Peppers is here, and, you know, we kind of assumed maybe you'd work your way in, ease your way in your rookie year. That's not really how it's gone.
Yeah.
Duggar's been traded. Peppers no longer here. You've been starting every week. So just looking back on how that's gone, with an opportunity to breathe maybe halfway through the year, how far have you come from getting drafted to now halfway through this season on a 7-2 team?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, I never would have imagined myself being in this position, like, as early as it happened. But everything happens for a reason. Like I said, I'm just, you know, grateful I have this opportunity. You know, coming in, I just wanted to learn as much as I can from the guys I was already in the room and just try to close the distance between the veteran skill set and, you know, me coming in. But I think, you know, everything played out the way that, you know, it was supposed to. And I'm grateful and just, you know, trying to make plays when I'm out there.
You know, you guys have been having a great season, but one knock was that first drive. The first drive, teams were going down and scoring. Not yesterday, though. Was there something – was that a point of emphasis that you guys had this week to say, all right, we're not going to let that happen again?
Yeah, honestly, it's a point of emphasis every week. But, you know, this week we were able to get a 3-and-out coming out, and I think that just set the momentum and the tone for just the whole game. And just starting off like that, I mean, you get them 3-and-out, that knocks them off track, and that really, you know, changes the mindset of an offensive play calling going into that next series and going forward. So I think we did a good job there.
This is our first time meeting you. I don't know if you're aware of the show, but we are a nickname show, Keith. We pride ourselves.
Oh, yeah, and he's got a great
being
one.
A nickname show. You have a tremendous nickname, or at least as I've read it, the Eraser.
Where did that come from?
I want to know more about this nickname. I know it goes back to college, but where did it come from? Because we're big fans of this nickname.
Yeah, my coach, Trey Watson at Cal, he was a guy who just started calling me that out of nowhere. I didn't know where it came from as well, but he started calling me that. He said it came from just, like, being a guy that always makes things right in the back end. Like, you know, if somebody messes up or somebody misses a tackle or whatever, like, I was always the guy who would clean things up. So he just started calling me an eraser.
Has that carried over? Does Coach Vrabel call you that? Does anybody else hear?
No, nobody
here, just us?
Yeah, nobody else calls you that.
We picked up on it in camp, and we kept calling it. That's what made you stand out originally. It was like, oh, name's great, and then you're making all these plays.
Nah, yeah, that kind of died down once I got up here.
Yeah. All right, we're keeping it going.
All right.
So you know.
That's fine.
You get Baker Mayfield this week and the Tampa Bay Bucks on the road. You guys have been at home for a few games. You're undefeated on the road. What sort of challenge does Tampa and Baker Mayfield present?
Man, they got some playmakers on offense over there. I don't really know much about their defense, but you know, got Baker, got receiver and core like that. You just got to be on top of your P's and Q's. Got to make sure that we just keep everything in front of us. And then when it comes to just, you know, competing, just Baker's a competitor, receiver's a competitor. So just, you know, winning one-on-one matchups, and we'll have a great plan.
Well, speaking of receivers, not to dwell, Drake London had a heck of a game. I mean, a name that I don't feel like it's brought up enough with, like, the top receivers in the league, but he does pretty much everything well.
Yeah, he was a good receiver for sure.
Yeah.
Big catch radius, got, you know, ball skills, got good speed. So, I mean, he was a good player for them, and, you know, he made his plays. Kudos to him.
Well, Craig Woodson, thanks for joining us here. Let's give it up for Craig Woodson.
The Eraser. Safety. We're all calling him the Eraser. The Eraser.
Say hi to the Eraser on the way out. Craig, best of luck rest of the season. Best of luck on Sunday against Tampa. We appreciate you taking the time on a Patriots Monday.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Thank you. Right,
Craig Woodson, Patriots safety. Pats rolling 6 in a row at the top of the AFC. We have more thoughts on this weekend's game, more thoughts on yesterday's win, 24-23 over the Atlanta Falcons, and more thoughts on, how about this, another team whining after a win. If the Patriots were ever back.
That's a good sign, actually. Good point.
Nitpicking wins.
Yep.
That's a sign they're back.
Yep.
Kickers are missing extra points. That's another sign. The Patriots are back big time. Mm-hmm. That used to happen all the time. And now the opponent is whining after a Patriots win.
Good.
We'll get into that with all your phone calls coming up next, live from Gillette Stadium here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that the Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.